W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the show. We've got now our good friend and sports enthusiast and expert commentator, right?
Ooh, I like that one better than sports enthusiast.
Yeah, there we go. Well, sports enthusiast, right. I mean, I'm a sports enthusiast.
You know, yeah, everybody's a sports enthusiast.
Right, but you are an expert, and that's why we've got you right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Michael Spath, tell us what you got for us today.
Well, I think one of the interesting things that has been evolving in the college recruiting, college football space over the last year, we have talked, and I feel like a little bit ad nauseum, and probably some people are like, another name, image, and likeness, you know, segment. But what is really interesting, if you are a fan of one of the two major sports programs in the state of Michigan, either the Maize and Blue or the Green and White, and in my house, we happen to be one of each, then you have watched a dynamic shift take place these past few months. And that is Michigan State football and Mel Tucker is using name, image, and likeness to boost his program, create opportunities, whereas Michigan and Jim Harbaugh have not been using name, image, and likeness in much the same manner that Michigan State has, in much the same manner that so many other programs across college football have, which has been as an inducement, as a pay-for-play, as in attracting recruits, the five stars, the four stars, to come to the university. Now, it's supposed to be illegal. It literally says that in the state of Michigan, you know, legislation. It says that at the NCAA level. You're not supposed to be able to pay a recruit to come to your school. But there are so many loopholes here, Jeff, where it's not really the school paying it. It's a booster.
So, you know, Michael, everyone's excited about Mel Tucker and the future of Michigan State football. Look, if I'm a college kid, I want to play for a great program, play for a great coach, be part of the transformation of that program into the future and help it become even more exciting than it is right now. Maybe I just want to go to Michigan State. How do you tie? How do you know that it's not just Mel Tucker out recruiting everybody and that it's specifically as a result of the NIL deals?
Well, I don't. I want to give Mel Tucker a lot of credit. I think Mel Tucker has done a tremendous job in his first two seasons at Michigan State. He has used the transfer portal.
I was going to say, last year's team largely driven by the success in the transfer portal.
His top wide receiver, his top running back, who won the Doak Walker Award as the best running back in college football last year, were all transfer portal players. He has used that brilliantly. He has brought energy. He has brought excitement. He has brought a new way of thinking about college football and college football recruiting to Michigan State. And he's 2-0 against Michigan, right? He's 2-0 against Jim Harbaugh. When you look at this rivalry, you know, over the last 20 years, it's 10-10, but over the last 10 years, Michigan State's up 6-4. Over the last, you know, under Mel Tucker, they're 2-0 against Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
So this has not been a, you know, traditionally Michigan has held the advantage over Michigan State for all of history. But over the last 20 years and really the last 10 years, this has been more of a Michigan State. Michigan State has had more success against Michigan than any time since the 60s. And Mel Tucker has been a big part of that the last couple of years. What is interesting to me, Jeff, is Michigan State's success in that way, 6-4 against Michigan in the last 10 years and 10-5 against them in the last 15 years has not been driven by recruiting success. In fact, if you look at the last 20 recruiting classes, with the 2022 being the most recent one, Michigan has had the better recruiting class in all but two seasons. 18 out of 20 years, Michigan's had a better recruiting class, and not only had a better recruiting class, significantly better recruiting class. Even during the Rich Rodriguez era, when Michigan fell on its face all the time, they were outperforming Michigan State. And so Michigan State, under Mark D'Antonio, has done a tremendous job of
player development,
railing his team, creating the chip on the shoulder, the motivation, all those things to beat Michigan.
Coaching on the field.
And absolutely. But now, with name, image, and likeness in place, Mel Tucker has done that already, used the transfer portal, out-coached, outperformed, out-executed Michigan in those two games, and now he's recruiting better than Michigan? What does that mean for the dynamic shift in this rivalry, potentially, for the next 5 years?
What does it mean?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, look, last year it was Michigan wins a Big Ten title, beats Ohio State for the first time, goes 12-1 in the regular season, including the Big Ten championship. Their one loss is against Michigan State.
Right.
At least for the foreseeable future, Michigan's roster looks like it's going to be able to compete for Big Ten titles. And I think that this rivalry between Michigan and Michigan State will be pretty even. But if this recruiting dynamic stays like it is and Michigan State uses NIL better than Michigan does, what's going to happen in as the roster turns over, not in 2022, probably not in 2023, but if it continues this way for 24, 25, 26, and Michigan State's got the more talented roster and has a brash, bold, aggressive, successful coach, is it possible that Michigan State completely flips this and stays out in front of Michigan for the foreseeable future? I think it is possible.
So, Michael, is this just another example of Michigan State, in particular, in this case, Mel Tucker, just out-executing the University of Michigan and Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, I don't know if it's specifically to Jim Harbaugh. I think it's an approach from the entire university. Everything that I have been told from talking to agents, talking to attorneys, talking to people who are in the name, image, and likeness space is that Michigan State has a very aggressive, very friendly name, image, and likeness approach, and Michigan has a very restrictive name, image, and likeness approach. And I've got to say, you've got one fan base that is extremely excited about the way that their school, their program, their athletic department, their coach are handling this, and that's Michigan State. And you've got another one that is extremely frustrated with the way that its program is handling this. You know, I think we brought this up a couple of segments ago or in a previous podcast with you, Jeff, that Michigan, outside of Stanford, and I don't remember the number two school, but Michigan had more billionaires than any other public school in the country. It was Stanford was like number one by like a disgusting amount of billionaires. I don't remember who was number two, and then Michigan was number three. And then after that, I mean, people fell into place and the whole thing, but like Michigan State was way down the list. And so people are looking to go and saying, well, Michigan should be able to compete with the elites in name, image, and likeness. They have so much access to resources and money. And yet all it really takes is one or two or a couple, a handful of big time boosters. And at Michigan State, there are those people in place, Matt Ishbia being one of them.
They're energized, man.
And
they're stepping up,
taking Michigan to task.
You don't need numbers of billionaires when you got guys like Matt Ishbia on your side.
Well, I mean, right. I mean, like when we talk of billions, you take one billionaire and say, hey, can you sacrifice $10 million a year?
Right.
And the answer is yes.
Right.
You don't need 10 billionaires to sacrifice $10 million a year, right? You just need the one, and they have the one.
Right. They have the one. The passion, dedication to the program is unbelievable. They're so lucky to have guys like Matt Ishbia. By the way, Michael, tell us where the national recruiting rankings stand relative to Michigan and Michigan State right now. Number what?
61. 61. According to Rivals.com.
Michigan State nationally?
20.
20.
Yeah, Michigan is behind schools like Central Michigan, Western Michigan, Southern Methodist. Michigan is behind Coastal Carolina.
Well, this certainly puts into perspective, Michael, how the landscape for college football here in the state of Michigan is changing dramatically, perhaps as a result of all of the new current dynamics at play, including transfer portal, NIL, et cetera. Michael Spath, thank you very much. Out to a quick break, coming right back with more right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.